This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. In the U.S., we guzzle down data on our phones and computers and generally don't think much about where all that content is stored. It's stored in places called data centers, and they're a fundamental part of the infrastructure of the 21st century. Problem is, many of them are stuck in the past. If Memory Lane were a real place, it might be a long aisle in a dimly lit data center, at least for those of us who store photos online.
You know, when Facebook came out years ago, you loaded pictures and put them in an album that today you still want to be able to access those photos. Do you ever look at them? Very rarely, right? But you would be devastated if you couldn't click on it on your Facebook profile and pull up a photo album of your wedding from 7, 8 years ago, right?
That's Allie Greenwood with real estate firm JLL in Dallas. She helps companies find property for data centers in North Texas. She says those selfies, birthday messages, Call of Duty game scores, whatever, they've all been living inside data centers. Far from being the quiet, clean cloud we hear about, these places are often old school, noisy, cold warehouses with roaring, outdated cooling systems.
So it's hard to know exactly how much power data centers waste, but we do know that they use a lot of energy, roughly 90 billion kilowatt hours every year. And that's equivalent to the output of more than 30 large coal-fired power plants.
Pierre Delforge is with the Natural Resources Defense Council. In March, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill to make federal data centers use energy more efficiently. It could save taxpayers $5 billion over 7 years, according to a report from the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions. Delforge says there are a few big opportunities for energy savings at data centers. First, kill the so-called zombie servers. They're essentially dead, not being used much, but sucking up power.
And there's about 20 to 30% of all servers and data centers in the U.S. Are estimated to be zombies.
Once the zombie servers have been vanquished, Delforge says it's time to outsource small, inefficient data centers to larger sites designed to handle lots of data. And step three, improve cooling efficiency. See, cooling is fundamental to a data center's success, but keeping all that equipment chilled is a big energy investment, which is why the newest data center in Plano is trying a different approach to keeping data cool.
So this is a hot aisle containment system.
Jack Edwards and Tom Doherty are showing off the Aligned Energy Data Center. The massive campus will soon be filled with rows and rows of servers. Instead of using expensive fan energy to blow cold air around, they're using an idea borrowed from the iPhone. It's called heat removal.
The processor in an iPhone releases heat. The whole idea is if we can incredibly efficiently remove heat from the data center, you could substantially improve the efficiency of it.
Like smartphones use an aluminum body to radiate away wasted heat, at this data center, heat sinks directly above the servers draw away hot air and pass it across coils chilled by refrigerant. Align's software monitors clients' energy needs and adjusts cooling. Doherty says while a traditional data center consumes about 51 million gallons of water per year, that's enough to fill 77 Olympic-sized swimming pools, the Plano data center will use 85% less water. Allie Greenwood with JLL says in the race to trim power use, companies in Texas are testing out all kinds of cooling ideas, from evaporative cooling to chimney ducts that push heat server exhaust into the ceiling to dunking servers in a cooling fluid like mineral oil.
And they will put them, it looks like a meat deep freezer, literally, sits on the floor, and they're able to run a large amount of power in a very small amount of space because of that liquid cooling system.
On top of using new cooling techniques, international companies are feeling pressure to use renewable sources of energy, like wind or solar.
Start with energy efficiency, and unless you can get down to essentially zero energy, then you have to ask, where's the energy coming from?
That's Facebook's sustainability guru, Bill Weil. Facebook's newest billion-dollar data center is being built in Fort Worth, and it'll run on 100% wind power. Weil says, for now, it's mostly other Fortune 500 companies like Amazon and Apple making commitments to fully power data centers with renewable energy. Still, he thinks the idea is spreading.
So it wouldn't surprise me if in Texas Many other data center companies over the next couple of years started to do that as well.
Right now in Texas, it's cheaper to get power from traditional sources. So smaller data centers will probably focus on energy efficiency before switching to renewables. That means when you're on your phone, digging through data, old pictures or notes, there will still be some pollution on your trip down memory lane. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.